grande esto. Wes, want me to hold that for you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on being a Hobie finalist and also Player of the Year in the Big Ten. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's an awesome honor to, you know, to take home. I think, you know, I obviously didn't do this on my own. I had unbelievable teammates and coaches, and we've had an unbelievable year so far. So being honored by those two things, that means a lot.
What do you guys take away from the weekend series last week and that could help you in the tournament?
I think we just got to make sure we're competing every single night, and I don't think last weekend was our best two nights of the weekend, and I think we understand that. We watch film, and we know what we got to do to get better going into this weekend and then moving forward.
With Lindgren out, how much does that change the way you guys play?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's just one of those things where you just got to have the next guy up. So, you know, one guy goes down, it's part of the deal. You know, we experienced it with Tommy Novak, and obviously that's really tough. They're two really good players, and but it's just something we're going to have to adjust to and work around.
Are you going into this in a different mindset, knowing that after this you're going to be in the tournament, or as years passed you kind of had to fight your way in?
No, I don't think there's any change in the mindset. I think, you know, when you go into a tournament like this, you want to go in and you want to win it, and you want to be playing on Saturday night for a championship. So I think that's kind of the way we look at it either way, but it's obviously great to be in the spot we're in.
Michigan's won four of their last five. They've been kind of hot lately. You guys have pretty good. Do you think they have a pretty good chance to win this tournament too?
I think everybody has a good chance. This is obviously a great league, and it's really shown this year with the rankings and the pairwise that this is a really competitive league. So yeah, I think anyone has a chance this weekend, and you know, whether you get hot or not, you gotta play your best.
For radio purposes, can you give your thoughts separately first on Michigan and then Penn State, what you remember those two and playing them?
Yeah, well, I think when Michigan came here the first time when they came here, we swept them, so we had a good weekend when we went there. I think they beat us the first night, so it just we had to bounce back and win the second night. So we just recently played them guys, so we kind of have a good idea what kind of game they're playing right now. And then Penn State obviously has been competitive all year, so they're a really tough team to play against, and we're going to have to be ready to go either way.
Bischoff is up to 85 block shots now. What does it mean to the team to have a guy doing that kind of dirty work, and can you even imagine that many in a season?
Yeah, it's incredible. I think you know, he's done a great job of selling out for the team every single night, and you know, he's been honored for that great defensive play. So yeah, he's definitely a guy you look to, and you understand that he's going to give his best every single night. So him blocking shots or just doing anything that he does, he's a great player.
How banged up is he usually after a game?
I'm sure he needs a few extra ice packs each night, but yeah, he's a tough kid.
About the mindset of the team, what are you guys feeling like? I mean, you've got pretty significant accomplishment in the Big Ten Championship, and pretty confident in, you know, you're going to be playing in the NCAAs next weekend. But what's the mindset of the team?
I think, like you said, just confident right now, and we just understand we got to get better every single weekend and every day in practice. And you know, the ultimate goal is to be playing on Saturday night in the last game of the year. So confidence is going to be key going forward, and I think if we have that, we're going to be in a pretty good spot.
You have any thoughts going to Joe Louis Arena your first time?
Yeah, like you said, my first time. So I don't know. I don't really know what it's like there. I'm excited to play there. It's going to be fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That worked. Perfect. Are you in a blindfold?
Yeah. We have short arms.
What a tribute to have four guys on the first team Big Ten All-Conference. I thought that was really significant.
Well, I think they're all deserving, and, you know, I thought we probably could add a couple on the second team, too, that were deserving. But I've always said when the team does well, individuals will get rewarded. And that's certainly what happened this season. We've had some guys that have, you know, had nice seasons, particularly our senior class, done a great job. We won the Big Ten again. And nice to see our guys get rewarded, because I think it was earned.
How about with Tyler Sheehy, just what he's done being Player of the Year, plus a Hobie top 10?
Well, he's certainly deserving with the year he's had. I don't know if any of us would have thought when the year began that he was going to have 50-plus points, and and be a Hobey Baker finalist and player of the year in the Big Ten. And, you know, that's a reward for him and his hard work he puts in the weight room, on the ice every day in practice. He's a very natural offensive player, and he's playing with really good players. And I think that obviously, whether it's your power play that's scoring, your line that's one of the top lines in college hockey, when you have three good players to play with, a couple other good guys to play with, that, you know, you're going to score some points. And that line's really done that since we put them together in November.
With the Hobey having an off-ice component to it, how does that apply to Tyler?
Just he's a class kid. I mean, like all of the young men in our program, one of the things that makes it so enjoyable to coach this group is that you don't have to worry about them away from the rink. They're involved in whether it's community service or getting good grades academically. That just, you don't lie in bed or wake up on a Sunday morning worried about a phone call that you're going to get, that somebody's going to get in trouble. And, you know, whenever you get those phone calls, you know they're never good. And it's just nice that you don't have to worry about that with this group.
How hungry are you guys to add a tournament championship to the regular season?
Well, I think we are. I mean, last time we were in Detroit, we were able to win it. Obviously, the stakes were high then because we had to win it in order to make the NCAA field. And it was fun. It was fun to go into Detroit. We know this is the last time this format's going to be there. It'll be back to campus rinks next year. It's just the next phase. I mean, goal number one's a regular season. You know, goal number two is to try to play well this weekend and get to Saturday night. We don't know who our opponent's going to be, so we're just practicing worrying about ourselves at this point. But, you know, we know whoever we're going to see, whether it's Michigan or Penn State, that, you know, in some cases our season may be on the line, and it's always difficult to end somebody's season, and, you know, we've seen that. Michigan's playing their best hockey. It's a huge game for Penn State on Thursday night to try to win and get to the next round and for their pairwise comparison. So a lot of teams have a lot to play for this weekend in our Big Ten tournament.
Different mindset this weekend, or are you going to be less aggressively knowing what lies?
No, I mean, we're going to win. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, we've talked about that, you know, we won't have Lindgren this weekend, but we're not going to have him the rest of the year. It's a great opportunity for Jack Glover to get back involved. We're excited that Smatulas will be back this weekend. He's practicing and has looked good, and so that'll give us back that continuity in our lineup. So we really, it's your last weekend of dress rehearsal before the most important games the following week. But we want to do everything we can to win on Friday and get to a championship game, because I just a believer right now, the more playoff games you can play, the better off it's going to be, because it's going to go up. The intensity is going to go up. When you make a mistake, you're going to pay a little bit more when you make a mistake this time of the year. And you like to see our guys play real well this weekend.
Is it going to be Glover kind of just sliding in the Lindgren spot with Bischoff? Is it going to be?
No, we've moved some guys around. And, you know, we have Sadek right now with Bischoff and Glover with Johnson. And we left the Zulsdorf and Collins alone right now. You know, but you get in the game, you can move some people around, whether it's a D or forwards, based on how people are playing. You have the TV timeouts, and, you know, 6D play good, 6 will play. If not, then you can always shorten the bench.
Bischoff is up to 85 block shots now. What does it say about him that he's willing to do that painful dirty job over and over and over?
Well, I think it says a lot when not only you do that, but you're a power play type defenseman too. So he's one of those defensemen that is just as concerned about what's going on in the defensive zone as the offensive zone. And not only him, but the other defensemen are going to step up, have to do that this weekend, because Lindgren was one of our best shot blockers too. And so more guys are going to have to take the knee. But, you know, Jake's the type of leader that if you need a key block with 30 seconds to go in a one-goal game, he's going to sell out and doing it. And sometimes those don't get enough credit as somebody scoring an important goal. And it's just important to make that play and prevent a goal from going in. And that's what Jake's been able to do. And it says a lot when your captains are willing to take a knee. And because you're right, it doesn't feel good. I mean, you get the ice bags out. But, you know, usually we play our best hockey when the most ice bags are in the locker room after.
I've seen some things that says, hinted to, this might be Reb's last game or last tournament. What has he meant maybe to you and to Colin in general?
Well, I mean, I think the first time that I go back to about 95 when I brought a CC team into Michigan to play against, when they really had it rolling at that time. And then the next year we played the 96 for a national title in Cincinnati, and just being back at Minnesota. Now we're playing each and every year. We had the showcase, and it was always a highlight for me to play against Michigan. Even my thought when we came here, when I came to Minnesota in 99, was that Michigan had just won it in 96 and 98. And I said, you know what, if we're going to get to where we want to be, we got to be able to beat Michigan on a regular basis. And that was one of the benchmarks in college hockey, that Michigan was one of those gold standard programs. It still is. And it was always fun to compete because the games, I think the fans really enjoyed the game because they were up and down. They had skilled players, we had skilled players, and they were some of the, I thought, the best games we played all year was playing against Michigan.
He's been there 40-plus years. What does that say about him not leaving?